Are you our county attorney today? No.
And then?
You can be.
Hey, Commish. Welcome to your Commissioner's Court meeting for March 30th, 2009. We'll begin our session today with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain. Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
If you'll join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pause to acknowledge your majesty. To thank you for your great gift of grace offered through your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for loving us and knowing us by name. We ask that you lead us and guide us so that the things we say and do will be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First items of business are under purchasing. Item A, approved specs for IFB or a surveillance system for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item B, approved specs for RFQ for professional engineering design services for Jefferson County. Item C, award RFP design build for Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar Number 7 to Bartlett Koch LP in the amount of $2,840,180.
Judge, if I may, I'm going to ask the court to table items C and D. For all practical purposes, we are forward, ready to move forward with this very important project. But we do not have a signed contract as yet with our client, and I'm a little uncomfortable in moving forward with awarding this bid until we have a signed contract. We have a verbal and a handshake deal, but I'd really like to have a contract to present to Commissioner's Court prior to moving forward.
Agree with that. So,
C and D to table, please, sir.
C and D's tabled. Item E, approve extension of bid opening date for IFB for KJS bridge replacement on the South Pine Island Road at Green Pond Gully from Monday, April 6th, 2009 at 11 o'clock a.m. to Monday, May 4th, 2009 at 11 a.m. Item F, approve extension of bid opening date for IFB for bridge replacement on Galding Road at Bayou Den from Monday, April 6, 2009 at 11 a.m. to Monday, May 4th, 2009 at 11 a.m. Item G has been requested tabled. Item H, receive and file change order number one with Centerline Construction Service for the correctional facility lighting repairs due to Hurricane Ike to replace 32 1,000 watt high pressure sodium shoebox pole mounted fixtures. This increase in the amount of $9,987.78 brings the total contract price to $44,881.92. Item I, consider and possibly approve with LaBiche Architectural Group, Inc. for architectural services for waterproofing of the Jefferson County Sub-Courthouse, damages due to Hurricane Rita, in the amount of $8,000. Item J, consider and possibly approve with Fitzshipman, Inc. for structural engineering services, sub-courthouse maintenance barn, Port Arthur, damages due to Ike in the amount of $500. Item K, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code by donating it to a charitable organization, Goodwill Computer Depot, and item L by addendum, considering possibly approved change order 9, an increase of $235,215 to a contract with C-Tech Construction Corporation for renovation of the Southeast Texas Regional Airport rebid to include additions to the original contract that include new light poles and fixtures. The substantial completion time will remain July 10, 2009, and bring the total contract to $4,953,337.65. Is there a motion on these items?
Judge, I'll move for approval of all items under purchasing with the exception of C and D.
Okay, and G?
And G, I'm sorry.
Okay, second?
Second.
Any discussion? Under K, what is that, what are the items we're donating on that? Okay. All right. Any further discussion?
I have one, Judge, and that is dealing with the last item, the addendum. You know, there's been quite a bit of addendums to this contract, and I should hope that we are looking at this real close because it's quite a bit of money we've spent out there.
Anything further? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County commissioners, item A, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban or to rescind an existing burn ban order in light of the existing conditions regarding the danger to wildlife occurrences and drought tendencies. Take that one separate. The information that I have is that there is presently no need to institute a burn ban. Does anyone have any information to the contrary of that? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to have the burn ban remain lifted. Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye. Or discussion?
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, unanimous. Item B, receive and file executed order directing the county clerk to assess additional court costs and reasonable expenses allowed by the Texas Mental Health Code for mental health proceedings for out-of-county patients. These additional costs would be to now charge $50 for the county judge, $50 for the prosecuting attorney, and $50 for the master's fee. Item C, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Spring 2009 Allocation Recommendations. Item D, consider and possibly approve resolution of claims of Jefferson County against AT&T growing out of an audit of previously paid phone line charges, and that matter will be discussed in executive session once we recess these proceedings.
Judge, with that in mind, I'll move for approval of item B and C.
All righty.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to second for B and C. Uh, All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, consider and approve budget transfer for the 279th District Court for a television chart, $529. Item B, consider and approve budget transfer, County Clerk, additional cost on roll top cover, $500. Item C, receive and file Jefferson County Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2008. Item D, receive and file the management letter from Gail Botley and Associates for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2008. Item E, receive and file single audit for Jefferson County, Texas for fiscal year ending September 30, 2008. Item F, receive and file SMG Operations Ford Park Audit Financial Statement for the period ending September 30, 2008. Item G, receive and file the management letter from Gail W. Botley and Associates for SMG Operations Ford Park for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2008. And H, payment of regular county bills, check number 313931 through check number 314235. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion, second?
Second.
Discussion.
Judge, commissioners, could I make a couple of comments?
Yes, sir.
On the comprehensive financial report? First of all, I want to give a big round of thanks to Gail Botley and Associates. If you look on here, you see our comprehensive financial report, the management letter, the single audit, the Ford Park, and the management letter for that all on one agenda. So he really pushed it to get it done. In order to get that done, it took a lot of work on my staff's part. They did a great job. Fran Lee heads that up, puts this package together with the help of everybody in the office and with all the department heads and everybody that the auditors have to go visit and get questions from. She might have visited y'all also. And Gail is in the office, in the audience today, if you have any questions from him.
No questions. I would like to echo your compliments to you and your staff and to Mr. Botley for the audit. I reviewed all the documents this past week and found that they were very professionally done and in accordance with general accounting principles, and it looked very impressive. Commend all of you.
And one comment, it is a clean opinion on the financial statements. That's one thing. It's an unqualified opinion, which means clean opinion.
Okay. Anything further? County tax assessor, collector.
Call for the vote. Question.
What did I do? Oh, I didn't call for the question?
No, sir.
All right. Under county auditor, all in favor of those items, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County tax assessor, collector. Item A has been requested tabled, and that is the only item under that. Risk management.
Judge, before we move past that item A, and when it comes back, I'd like to see a letter from some, normally we don't do four-year contracts. We do a one-year or two-year contracts, and I certainly admire this firm. They've done a great job, but I wish when it comes back, someone would furnish me with some information as to why we go with a four-year contract when I don't know that we do that on anything else.
Has it been done before with them, 4 years?
Yeah, I think it has, but I've always wondered why we. And it may be a very good explanation, but when it comes back on the agenda, I would like to hear an explanation.
Okay.
Did Miriam ask to hold this?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's a reasonable request. Risk management. Item A, considering possibly approve renewal of brokerage service agreement with McGriff, Seibel and Williams, effective February 24th, 2009 at a flat annual renewal rate of $25,000. Is there a motion on that?
Second.
Motion second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Ayes have it, it is unanimous. And that concludes our regular agenda. We're going to recess into executive session.
Do you need to announce that we'll reconvene?
Yes.
For action.
We will recess to discuss a certain matter between Jefferson County and AT&T, and then we will reconvene in regular court if anyone would like to be back for that. So that is your reason to leave. The court having met in executive session to discuss potential litigation between Jefferson County and AT&T, and the court understands that that AT&T has met our last demand, for want of a better word, and it's my understanding that this matter will be so. What is the agenda item that?
D, under County Commissioner.
Yeah, somebody read that into the record.
Consider and possibly approve the resolution of claims of Jefferson County against AT&T growing out of an audit of previously paid phone line charge.
Okay, is there a motion to resolve and settle this matter on the basis that's been presented to the court?
So moved, Judge, in light of what Mr. Jeff Brannick brought to us, and in light of all the circumstances around it, and looking at going through litigation would cost us so much, I move that we accept.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous.